morning's topic is blood donations in halacha. Rav Moshe was asked in 1963 whether one is allowed to receive payment in exchange for donating blood. And the basis for the question is whether inflicting injury on oneself, chavala ba'atzmo, is prohibited in such a case. So Rav Moshe refers us to a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Aleph in the base, where the Gemara quotes Machlokas Tanoim, whether chovel ba'atzmo is usur or permissible, whether one is allowed to inflict injury on oneself or not. And the Rambam paskins, halacha l'maisa, that halacha is chovel ba'atzmo is usur. One is not allowed to inflict injury on oneself. So according to that, it would seem that giving blood, which would be inflicting injury on oneself, would be prohibited. And in fact, says Rav Moshe, Tosfos in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis writes that even when there is financial benefit involved, it is still prohibited. And Tosfos derives that from the Mishnah in Bava Kama, which quotes the story of a woman who saw some oil spilled on the floor, an oil which was a valuable commodity. The woman figured, why should it go to waste? So she uncovered her hair in public and started applying the oil to her hair, which was one of the common uses of oil at that time. And the Mishnah compares that uncovering of her hair to a case of one who is chovel ba'atzmo, of one who inflicts injury or damage on oneself. So Tosfos says, you see from that comparison, that even when there is some financial gain, as in that case of the woman who was saving money on the oil she now did not have to buy in the shuk, and she just found it on the floor and was applying it to her hair in the street, even when there's financial gain, still it is considered chavala ba'atzmo, and it would be included in this issur of inflicting injury on oneself. And the Gemara, as well, in the Tzadi Aleph Mebeis, compares this to the famous statement of Rebbe Elazar HaKapar, who says that a nazir is considered to have sinned because he has inflicted unnecessary anguish upon himself by restricting himself from drinking wine. And on that basis, the Gemara paskins chovel ba'atzmo is aser. And Rav Moshe then has a very fascinating chiddush in which he says the following. He says, although the Gemara compares chovel ba'atzmo to one who restricts himself from drinking wine, nevertheless, there's a very key difference, says Rav Moshe. This is relevant for other tshuvas that Rav Moshe has as well that we'll discuss in future shiurim. But Rav Moshe says the following. He says, even if we assume that another is sinning by restricting himself from drinking wine, nevertheless, if someone were to pay me if I promise not to drink wine, that's not also says Rav Moshe. You're allowed to make money by prohibiting yourself or by not indulging in the pleasures of wine drinking. And yet, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to inflicting physical pain, it would be usur even if there is financial benefit, as Tosfos pointed out from the Mishnah. Why the distinction? So Rav Moshe explains, because not drinking wine is simply not indulging in a pleasure or a desire that one has. It doesn't involve actual inflicting physical pain. So if the chavala or the tsar that is being caused is simply mental anguish, that I can't indulge in drinking wine, so Moshe says you have to balance that with my desire to make money. And if I decide that it's worth my while to not drink wine in exchange for making a certain amount of money, so then I have determined that my desire to make money is worth more than my desire to drink wine. So after all is said and done, I'm not really causing myself mental anguish. In fact, I'd be more anguished if I was not allowed to make the money and I was told, no, drink the wine and don't make the money. So Rav Moshe says it seems that when it comes to mental anguish and sa'ar, there the determining factor is I have to decide what is more important to me, my desire to make money or my desire to drink wine. And if I decide that I want to make money more than I want to drink wine, that's not considered sa'ar, it's not considered chovel ba'atzmo. Now, Sha'in Kain, however, says Rav Moshe, when it comes to actual physical pain, actual chavala ba'atzmo, that's usur even if one does stand to gain financially from it. So it would seem, therefore, at this point, based on Rav Moshe's tshuva, it would seem that it would be usur to donate blood even if one is receiving payment in exchange for it. However, Rav Moshe then concludes by saying that there is very strong reason to allow, to justify a lenient approach to the donating of blood in this case. Why? So number one, Rav Moshe says, very interesting, that in times of Chazal we know bloodletting was considered a therapeutic medical practice. And certainly when one is performing a medical procedure, there's no Isra of Chavala Ba'atzmo. So Moshe says, even though today things have changed, and we no longer view bloodletting as a therapeutic medical practice, but it's impossible, says Rav Moshe, that things have changed so drastically that it's not considered therapeutic at all. It must be, says Rav Moshe, there still must be some medical benefit for involved in giving blood. Now, had you asked me, I would have thought, before seeing this tshuva, that perhaps, even though at the times of Chazal, the medical theory was that giving blood is medically beneficial, but today's science and medicine has rejected that theory. Yet Rav Moshe says that it must be there still is some medical benefit when it comes to giving blood. I certainly am not trained in any medical background, but a quick search on the internet produced the finding that there are some, perhaps very few, but there are some instances where today there may be some medical benefit to giving blood. One example I came across was an individual who has a condition whereby the body has too much iron in the blood. So releasing some of that blood from the body, bloodletting, will have the positive effect of lowering the iron in his body. Now again, that might not be such a common occurrence. Might be one of the few cases where there is an apparent medical benefit to bloodletting. But Rav Moshe assumes in his tshuva that there must be some therapeutic benefit to bloodletting, and therefore that itself is one reason to be lenient in justifying blood donations today. Then Rav Moshe says further that since there is hardly any pain in giving blood, so that itself might be reason to assume perhaps that there is no Isser Chavala involved in donating blood. Now the truth is, although not mentioned this tshuva, Rav Moshe has another tshuva in which he discusses cosmetic surgery, which we'll discuss in a share of its own, where he quotes an additional justification in that case, which would also serve to justify the donating of blood, and that we'll get to in a future share. But in this tshuva, Rav Moshe simply mentions these two thoughts alone. Number one, that there must be some medical benefit to bloodletting or to donating blood. And number two, that since there's no pain, that might be reason as well, perhaps, to say that there's no Isser Chavala Ba'atzma. I would conclude only by mentioning that when I mentioned this Shaila to Rav Yehuda David Bleich, Shlita, Rav J. David Bleich, he suggested the following suggestion as well. He said that obviously if there is a patient here who is in need of receiving the blood and is begetter pikuach nefesh, so one would be allowed to give him the blood. The question is asked only because you don't know who the patient is in the hospital who is going to be ultimately receiving your blood. But since there is a suffix, he said, as to which patient in the hospital is going to be receiving your blood, the halachic rule of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami can be applied, which means that whenever you have two possibilities in such a comparable scenario, kol kavua, there's two patients in the hospital and you don't know which one of them is going to be receiving the blood that you've donated, so halacha would view this case as a 50-50 safek, even if statistically it's not, but nevertheless, kol kavua, since the patients are all in the hospital, blood is being taken there, and you don't know which patient there is going to be receiving the blood, so halachically it's viewed as a 50-50 suffix. And if it's halachically viewed as a 50-50 suffix, that, Rav Bleich said, would also be reason to justify the giving and donating of blood. So, although Rav Moshe, this tshuva himself, seems to be a little less than 100% behind the heter, his language is that if one wants to be lenient, you don't have to object to his donating of blood. And when he writes that, since there's no pain, that might be basis for leniency. He says that, efshur, it's possible that because there's no pain, therefore that would be reason to be makel. But he says it's a svar gadola, there's a very strong justification to allow the donating of blood. And as we mentioned a moment ago, in this other tshuva, Rav Moshe writes
a year later, 1964, with regard to cosmetic surgery, he supplies another suggestion, another halachic justification for cosmetic surgery, which would apply to blood donations as well. There would seem to be, and in addition of Bleich's Svara as well, there would seem to be an ample justification for allowing donation of blood.